Give it your thoughts on tonight's 1-0 win here at Windsor Park.
Hard work, hard earned. The performance was okay. You're coming off the back, and I asked the players yesterday and spoke to them before the game about going and backing up a good, solid win performance against Larne on Friday night. And again, you're coming into it. I thought we probably looked a little bit jaded tonight. We're having to go with 10 of the same 11. Stevie Fallon was obviously missing tonight with a small injury. But you're having to go with 10 of the same 11 so quickly in two big games, especially in the period that we are. We have been short of bodies. Probably one of the positive things tonight was we had Cammy back involved, Jamie back involved, Sam Roscoe back involved, Kyle McLean continuing to play considering the length of time that he's been out. So a lot of positives that I can take.
Christy Manzinga yet again.
Yeah, grip ball by try, something that we discussed with our wide players. We want to sort of slid balls down the side for Christy to run onto. We didn't get it until late, but it was a great ball, great way to pass, a great run, and more importantly, he was cool, he was calm, he was composed, and it proved to be a big goal for us.
I was a bit nervy at the end of 1-0, hanging on a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and again, credit to Ballymena. They stayed in the game and they kept going. I thought we looked a little bit jaded tonight, but credit to the players and mentality of their attitude to go and get the win, because it's hard work at the moment. It's hard on the pitch, it's hard off the pitch. There's so much that we have to do to get training on and get games on that people outside probably wouldn't be aware of, and we're having to manage and get through, and we've managed over the last 6 or 7 weeks. We lost against Crusaders and we bounced back, and that's credit to our players and the staff.
Great to see 2,000 people here a couple of days before Christmas, and they were patient and they bore with the club, and eventually they got rewarded with that winning goal.
Yeah, they were, and again, credit to them. You know, they were trying to pick us up at times. They've probably seen for themselves tonight that our performance, you always want free-flowing football and whatever else, but sometimes you get into December, especially with the amount of games that we're playing here. You're not always going to get that, but it's important. Nights like tonight, Tuesday night, you dig out the 3 points and the result, and sometimes the performance can be discussed at a later date.
1-0 on Friday, 1-0 tonight. You'd bite your hand off for 1-0 on Monday, wouldn't you?
I think anybody bite your hand off to win the game on Monday. We look forward to the challenge. Glentoran are in good form, like ourselves are in good form. They have a game beforehand, so we look forward to, you know, a really tough game. There's lots of tickets being sold. It's a big game, and I think it's a spectacle for the league. People have always wanted Linfield and Glentoran to go head-to-head to see where we're at. So, you know, that's going to be the case on Monday.
I think tonight brings us halfway through the league table. We're just about top of the table, but it's a nice place to be at the halfway mark with a lot of football still ahead of us. A
lot of games left, 19 games in, 14 left, obviously, before the split, and then you have the extra five. So we're in and around where we want to be. Could we have a few points more, possibly? But you also look and think with some of the results, especially like tonight and others, we could have been a few points less. So we are where we are. Credit to the players. We'll keep going, and we look forward to the challenges ahead.
This club is all about trophies. There's a trophy on Saturday morning. You know what I'm like about a chance to win a cup on Saturday morning. You'll be wanting, you know, to wish David Dorian and all the players all the best for a huge, prestigious game on Saturday morning.
Yeah, again, it's something that we all look forward to, something that we've worked hard with Davey and the players. To get the right blend to go through. I looked at their record tonight going through, and obviously getting through in the second round of penalties against Bangor Amateurs. They had to go the extra time against Glentoran. They were comfortable in the semi-final against Lisburn Distillery, so they've earned the right. I say we will have, and it's been seen in any people that have seen the Linfield Swiss play in the Stealing Suns, that we do top it up with some of the players in and around our first team squad. We wish Davey and the staff and the players well, and we look forward to it. It'll be a tough game, Newington, and I've always been in and around. I think that's our second or third final. I know this is, I think it's the third final we've played Newington in the last 4 or 5 years, so it'll be a tough challenge.
And it's a great pathway, that game, isn't it? Trey Hume captained the team 2 years ago. Charlie Allen, Dale Taylor played 2 years ago. Jake Corbett got man of the match 2 years ago. You know, Ross Largan was in the team 2 years ago. It's a great pathway for young players, the Callum Marshalls, the Ewan McCubries, all the young players who are in there at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's been others, other good players who maybe haven't quite went on and sort of played for Linfield, but there's been others who have played in and around them finals, which has given them great exposure and great experience. Our squad will be young. We've made the point of it being young. We want it sort of in around 19-20. Probably our youngest player on Saturday will be 19. So it's great experience for them. We want them to learn. And sometimes, as disappointing as it is, sometimes when you don't play at your best, it's about learning. And sometimes if you lose a game, it's about learning, because when players get into finals, especially at this club, they're expected to win no matter what level they're playing at. So they'll be expected to win. Newton pose a formidable opponent, of course, but as a club, and I'll be turning up, and I'm sure Davey will, with the players that will play, expecting to win.
A huge result here at Windsor Park tonight, David, and let's hope there's a huge result on Christmas morning. Huge results on Christmas morning, and hopefully we'll have another huge result on Monday. You'll want to wish Ross all the best getting into hospital. I think it's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously we were asked the question the other day. I've spoken with Ross and the family on a few occasions. I say, Ross, you always feel, certainly with the age that Ross is at, that you always feel and hope that everything's going to be okay, because you treat all the players like one of your own, as a father figure. We brought Ross in at a young age here, and we wish Ross and the family well, and we hope everything goes according to plan, and we're all thinking about him. I know Chrisley mentioned after the game the other day something that we mentioned before the game against Larne, that the players are thinking and hoping that everything goes according to plan for Ross.
Well, there's our Santa wish, what you've just said, wishing for Ross, as well as obviously being greedy. We want cups and we want wins, and we wish, I know you'll want to wish all our supporters the happiest of Christmas in these most difficult and troubling and worrying at times.
Yeah, again, stay safe, stay healthy, and hopefully come Monday and going forward, as a club and as a player, as players, as the manager and the staff that we do here, we keep pushing forward, we keep pushing the club on, we keep demanding off each other, we keep demanding off the supporters to keep getting behind us, and let's see where it's going to get us.
Well done tonight, Dale.
Thanks, Andy.